Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Now this is a beauty. Saturday up at Queensland Country Bank Stadium, the Cowboys up against the Storm. They're 1-17. Tommy Gilbert has attracted a fine rather than a suspension, so the Cowboys are flying high. I see Valentine Holmes coming out and saying good things about his premiership teammate Chad Townsend. Jerome Hughes looks like he'll be back into the side as well. Brandon Smith named for the injured Nelson Asifa Solomona. Tui Kamikamika might come into the side as well. This was a Storm side that were very disappointed with their performance. There were circumstances around it, but I'm expecting a bounce back factor here, Tristan. Does the market see the same?
Yeah, the market sort of does, and I think this is a real line in the sand game for both of these sides. The Cowboys have, I think, caught everyone to a man off guard here with how they've started the season. They've got three of the premiership heavyweights coming up over the next 3 weeks, the Storm, the Panthers and the Titans. So it's a difficult 3 weeks to come for the Cowboys, but $2.60 about them, $1.50 to Storm. The line's 5.5. It's gone from 6 down to 5.5. I think there's got to be some doubt over Jerome Hughes' name, but geez, coming back from calf injury in 2 weeks, it's a rush. But the Storm will be desperate to bounce back and put up a big performance. But the Cowboys, they just defend so well, and they do it time and time and time again. The 39.5 to me seems a pretty high number for those the points. It's gone from 40.5 down to 39.5, but I think both of these sides will be really ready to aim up defensively.
The key about the Storm is, you know, they just don't lose two games in a row, do they? You know, since August 2018, 17 times they've had a loss. In all of those games, and only once have they had back-to-back losses. They just pick themselves up and go again. But, gee, they've got a few question marks here. I mean, Pappenhausen out, Big Nelson. They've lost Remus Smith. Maria is off the bench. And then there's that question mark about Hughes. And I'm with Tristan. I'm just not sure that off a calf injury that he's back straight away. Now, they've stayed in camp in Queensland this week. Well, I mean, it's their second home for the last couple of years, so that's no worry for them. Won their last four times they've been in Townsville. But, you know, the Cowboys, all respect to them, won their last five. Some question marks about some of the depth in that and whether they've really been put under much pressure since that Roosters game. But back at home, there's just so much to like about what they're doing, in particular in defence and their second half defence. I just had a really slight lean to the Storm. I thought 5.5's wider than I've got it, but it was a game I was just happy to stay away from. And I'm really, really looking forward to, as Tristan says, a line in the sand game. Where are the Cowboys? They're third on the table, but are they somewhere in that conversation later in the season? Because they have the Storm this week and then the Panthers next week.
Just have a look at the interchange for the Cowboys. Hamiso Tabuai-Fido, Hylam Luki, Cohen Hess, Griffin Neem. Gee, there's some ability, there's some punch, there's some aggression, there's some real capabilities when you look at that, which gives a reflection of how strong guys like Reuben Cotter and Jeremiah Nanai have been playing for them. Townsend's been excellent. Petr Hiku, we had a Warriors fan on the radio today just bemoaning the fact that he is no longer at the Warriors and all that he brought to their side, just around experience and effort. And Scotty Drinkwater is a bit of a, you know, try-assist machine at the back there and been really good. So they're a threat. They probably deserve to be where they are, but the question mark I have is the form line around who they've actually beaten. Parramatta in Darwin, you know, does count, but they're so inconsistent, aren't they? They need a scout. This would be a statement. I don't see them getting it. Keep your eyes on the team list for Jerome Hughes, because that is absolutely crucial. The other thing about the game last week was Harry Grant's participation. Now, he played, but he didn't do much. He copped an early knock, and, you know, he structures that type of player that Bellamy would love, that, you know, we're not going to let it happen 2 weeks in a row. Personally, here, I like the Storm at the -5.5 on the proviso that Jerome Hughes plays.
Yeah, I think that's really key to that number, Jimmy. And What about Cotter up front? I mean, the guy's just gone from strength to strength as he's got confidence over the last 12 months. I mean, so good to see him just go through the middle last week and score that try. But he was one of their best last year. He's just gone on and on. Not a big body, but my goodness, he's got a high work rate.
There's a touch of Brandon Smith about him, isn't there? That
there is.
Yeah, you know, similar build, just aggressive at everything. I reckon Dean Young is looking at him going, wow, now I know what people thought of me when I was playing, because he had that same style, same temperament.